I understand why a manager wants to work with his own people, yeah, because he's worked with them for years. So there's an element of belief in them and a work ethic that is that they're used to, and that is something they want to bring into the new football club. But that's the nature of the game. I mean, yes, you're disappointed and you don't want it to happen to yourself, but in some ways it can be a spur to the next thing, because, you know, I've had many, many years at Manchester United, and to be even given that chance to have had those years is a massive plus for me, because, you know, I've been a player there, I've been a coach there, I was an assistant manager there. So I've done more than most people could ever wish to have done at a big club. And to have stayed there that long, you know, in some ways, you know, tells you that you've done a decent job, and because if you hadn't, you wouldn't have been there that long. So no, I'm quite refreshed about it, you know, in some ways, that it is a new challenge now, and hopefully I get that opportunity to have that next step.
And one of the first jobs he'll have as well, of course, will be to speak to Wayne Rooney about his future. We understand David Moyes will meet with Paul Stretford and Wayne Rooney this week. What do you think he needs to say to Wayne Rooney to convince him that his future is at Manchester United?
Well, I would think first he'd want to talk to Wayne Rooney, and just Wayne Rooney, because that's the football player. The rest of it is part of Wayne's backroom team as such. But I really don't know, because, you know, Wayne is a Manchester United football player. He's proved that. He's good enough player to play at the level he's playing at. You know, an outstanding football player. And his decision, I don't know what it'll be. I haven't a clue how he left it at the end of the season. But I think, you know, why would you want to jeopardise what you've got and what an exciting future might be in front of you by, you know, challenging the status quo? You know, he is a top player. He can't get away from that. So unless he wants a top club, but he's already at one. So there isn't a lot. There isn't a lot for him to go out and grasp that he hasn't already got. So it will be an interesting few weeks, I would have thought, you know, but there's a big spotlight on it, but I don't think it's a massive issue for both him or the club. I think it'll just be talk it over, see what you want to do, and do it.